Hey guys, this is Aaron from Lightspeed, doing another podcast here with a new guest. With us today, we have Nikki Quinn, who's a partner on the consumer team.
Hi, Aaron.
Nikki, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure thing. So lucky enough to be Aaron's partner here at Lightspeed. My background is spent best part of a decade at Morgan Stanley covering, first of all, the retail stocks when that was a category pre-e-commerce. Then fortunately went over to e-commerce, covering Net-a-Porter, ASOS, Yuke's, did a few fun IPOs for some brands like Prada. Then realized that technology was where my interest was, so moved to New York and did the tech companies, the Facebook IPO, the Groupon IPO.
Heard of them.
And after doing angel investing and realizing that I could work with some awesome founders who are passionate about what they're doing, creating growth, creating jobs, realized that that is exactly what I wanted to be doing. So came out here to California to do an MBA, went to a fintech startup on the marketing side of things. And then I have been here for a couple of years now, purely focused on all things consumer. And spending a lot of my time right now on e-commerce, marketplaces, and health tech.
So what are you excited about these days?
Well, I guess the topic for today's discussion is women's health, and specifically one of the fastest growing areas of healthcare right now, fertility.
Say more.
So let's get going on fertility and egg freezing, or as it's properly known, oocyte cryopreservation. So Aaron, I'm sure you are already the expert in this topic, but I thought it might be helpful if I tell you a little bit more today.
I have a lot to learn here.
So there's a lot of interesting companies that are doing work at the moment on the pregnancy space and also the fertility space. For me, I'm particularly excited about the fertility space because if you look at the rate of pregnancies over the last 20, 30 years, they've stayed relatively stable in America, whereas fertility has actually increased 15x in the last 10 years, 3x in the last 4 years. And so it's clearly an area that is growing extremely fast, and we're starting to see it become less of, I mean, certainly less taboo. Everybody is definitely talking about egg freezing and IVF these days. So we thought it might be helpful to go a little bit deeper into this.
Are there some recent technological innovation in the space, or why is it picking up right now?
So it's interesting. So I guess like the first pregnancy from egg freezing was over 30 years ago, 1986, actually. But back then, the reasons to get this done were, you know, you were diagnosed with cancer and you wanted to freeze your eggs, or you were going through reproductive treatment and wanted to freeze your eggs. It was less so about preserving the future ability to have a family. And so it was talked about far less. It was extremely expensive and it just wasn't something that people were doing so much. But certainly with the rise of technology companies paying for this has certainly become a big factor.
Got it. So it's been a benefit that some tech companies have started to offer, and then we're seeing that expand?
So now this is definitely a benefit. So you're looking at companies like Carrot, who just came through this batch of YC, and they are really tapping into exactly that trend there, where companies are using this as a key benefit to attract and retain top talent. And not just out here in the Bay Area, but we've been speaking to a lot of big corporates elsewhere, and they also want to pay for this benefit. So that in itself is definitely one trend that we're seeing. And then if you think about it, like just generally overall, people are talking about this so much more, and it's really increasing the overall size of the market. So I used to think, okay, size of the market, we're talking perhaps women in their early mid-30s who want to preserve the right to have a family in the future. And there were two stories last week, which, if it's okay, Aaron, I'm going to share with you, that kind of blew my mind on the size of the industry here. So first of all, sat down with a friend of mine who, friend's little sister, who's actually 27 years old. She just got married, and she said she's going to freeze her eggs. She can't afford to freeze her eggs, so she's using a new cool startup that is going to be able to essentially do what a firm is doing with a lot of the e-commerce companies and allowing them to pay every month over the next 5 years for the egg freezing.
Got it. How much does it cost?
So that is a big factor. It costs between $8,000 and $12,000. Definitely out here in California on the higher end of that.
Is that the procedure or is that the storage?
That's the procedure. And then on top of that, you have to pay a few hundred dollars for the storage every single year. So I said to her, why are you doing this? She's like, it is so much better for me to think about not having to have a family in the next 10 years. She's 27. She does not want to have a family in the next 10 years. So she is freezing not just her eggs, but she's freezing the embryo of, you know, her and her husband. She's like, I picked the person I want to be with. So now I'm freezing that.
That's not some dedication. Kids. Wow. Eggs are one thing, but picking the mate 10 years before the baby, that's impressive.
Exactly. And then the other interesting, so first of all, you've got to kind of realize that it is not just people in their 30s. This is people in their 20s that are thinking way ahead here, already increasing the size of the market.
Got it.
Later on that day, sat down with an old professor, actually, from Stanford. And first thing she said to me, after I asked her how she was, I'm great. I'm actually just preparing to get my eggs frozen later on today. And so, clearly not a taboo subject anymore. And I realized that, yeah, this is something that people do talk about. And then she said to me, I'm 36. So for me, the chances have really dropped down. So the success rates, as they sort of call it, of IVF, if you're 25 years old, the success rates are on average about 32%. For a 40-year-old woman, the chances of success are 15%. So she said, when it comes to her freezing her eggs at the age of 36, you kind of need on average about 30 eggs for it to be frozen, to then go through to IVF. She's like, I need to get it done 3 times. And so it's not just $8,000 to $12,000. That's for one cycle. It's 3 times that.
Got it.
This is a much bigger market than we're giving it credit for.
Are we seeing this trend only on the coasts, in which women are working longer and having kids later? Or what's the macro trend here?
So certainly much more prevalent on the coasts. That's a good question. But it's interesting how quickly it's changing. Certainly changing very quickly in Silicon Valley with all the benefits, as we discussed earlier. But we're starting to hear of people who are just wanting to, you know, take a hold of their career and not worry about having a family elsewhere than just the coast. And also, we've got to think about the international opportunity here as well. As you can tell, guys, I'm English, and so always like to think with a global mind. And when I speak to people in London, when I speak to people in Berlin, all other areas in Europe, they're saying that this is something that they're getting done. It's actually far cheaper in England. It's only $3,000.
It's another issue.
But yeah, this is a big opportunity and certainly a very fast growing one.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit more about the new companies in this space that you're most excited about, and what are they doing uniquely that gives them a shot?
Sure. So all eyes have been on the YC companies. There were 2 fertility companies in this last batch. So Carrot, which I recently mentioned, who are doing a B2B option where companies are able to offer their employees egg freezing and also IVF benefits. And it is just done by a third-party provider, Carrot, and they will organize everything for you. Really great founder, Tammy, who I believe, Aaron, you know as well.
Yep, she's rad. The whole founding team there is actually pretty awesome. Yeah, they're working out pre-YC. They worked out of the South Park Commons kind of co-working space incubator. Really great team.
There's another awesome company called Modern Fertility, which is doing a completely different area of fertility. So the founder, Afton, used to work at 23andMe. And so the best way to think about this is like a 23andMe for fertility. So instead of you finding out who your ancestors are, you are finding out your fertility levels, and it actually gives you a score. So ideally people will be doing this every 6 months.
Is it just for women?
So right now, it's just for women.
I want a when I was younger, I would have wanted a fertility score. I mean, they do fertility testing for men. I wonder what's the difference.
Well, hopefully we're moving in that direction so that they'll be able to test the fertility of both men and women. But it's pretty awesome. You can basically test your fertility levels every 6 months. You know, okay, I'm very fertile. I've got at least another 5 years and I'll be completely fine. Or, oh, my fertility levels really dropped down. Time to get on it. So those are a couple of companies that I think are really interesting. There's also companies that are really focused on the B2B side of women's health around pregnancy. So first of all, one of my good friends, Kate Ryder in New York, she has started a company called Maven Health, which is backed by the wonderful Female Founders Fund. Anu there is one of the best GPs that I know in the industry. And so Maven Health, what they will do is they will work with a company and say it's around $1,000 or so for the company to offer every single man and woman who is about to have a child. They will offer them pregnancy benefits throughout the entire 9.5 months of their pregnancy and for a year afterwards. Lucy also offer a very similar program with some really great in-person options as well. So they will have somebody come to your house and essentially teach you how do you breastfeed? How do you do Lamar's breathing? How do you get the baby to sleep through the night? Like these important questions, Lucy will have a specialist come to you and essentially teach you all of this stuff. And then in addition to that, you've got this 24-hour hotline so you can say...
Do they do that at the office or is that another workplace benefit company or are they selling direct to consumer?
So both Lucy and Maven Health are B2B. So they're selling directly to the corporates at the moment. And a lot of the tech companies have signed up. But what's interesting is we're also starting to get some law firms, some financial institutions, hopefully soon the stodgy retailers also paying for this. So it's not direct to consumer right now, but... hopefully soon many, many big companies will be able to offer this to their employees.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for having me on the show today, Aaron.
Yeah, it was great to talk about a new area of interest, and we'll talk again soon.
Talk soon.
Thanks, Nikki.